Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. In the rush of holiday movies that opened this past weekend, Ben Stiller won. His new flick called Night at the Museum took in $30 million at the box office. Now, what about movies you can watch at home? You may be a Miracle on 34th Street kind of person, or on the other hand, a Wonderful Life kind of person. We asked Tanya Ott to investigate the different camps of holiday movie rental types.
In this corner, weighing in at, well, 6 ounces, it's the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
And in the other corner at the same weight, newcomer Elf.
You're feeling strong, my friend. Call me Elf one more time.
Steve Swayze at Netflix.com says the up-and-comer is ahead at his company.
And the Polar Express is number 2, and Christmas with the Cranks is number 3.
People rent newer films, but when it comes to buying, the classics rule, according to Doug Thomas over at Amazon.com. Thomas suggests his favorite classic, Muppet Christmas Carol. He's particularly fond of the music.
Yeah, I can't get the lyrics in my head. It's my daughter who can perform on a dime. I can't.
Okay, we'll let you off the hook this time. You better watch out, though.
Better watch out. Better not cry.
I'm Tanya Ott for Marketplace.
Now, in some real news this morning, Georgia is taking steps to end its dependency on Russian gas. Turkey has agreed to become a major gas provider for Georgia. The price tag has not been disclosed, but we do know that Georgia plans to buy 800 million cubic meters of gas from Turkey next year. It's about half of the gas the country needs. Almost 2 years to the day after the devastating Asian tsunami, the U.S. and 6 other countries are asking Thailand to look into an alleged misuse of donations. Now, charitable giving reached record highs in 2005 because of the tsunami and Hurricane Katrina. Diantha Parker looks at how it fared this past year.
If you're trying to gauge charitable giving for 2006, say philanthropy watchers, look at 2004. Back then, economy and consumer confidence were hitting their respective strides after 2 slow years, says Chronicle of Philanthropy reporter Holly Hall.
Finally, you know, a fantastic celebratory type of recovery, almost reaching the pre-9/11 levels. And so I think this year is kind of a continuation of that.
3/4 of all charitable gifts come from individuals making less than $100,000 a year. Patrick Rooney is with the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University. He says the typical gift is below $100.
The giving will continue to grow in ways that might look more like it has in the past, where, you know, relatively small changes in the economy would foreshadow relatively small changes in philanthropy.
He also says the total could be affected by things we can't predict, including disasters, natural and man-made. I'm Diantha Parker for Marketplace.
From our conspicuous consumption desk, $16.2 billion. That's how much money ShopperTrack says we spent over the weekend. Sounds like a lot of cash, but it's not as much as retailers had expected. And you are listening to Marketplace. And now our holiday feature, The Best Gift Ever.
This is Tom Wolfe. I'm a writer. The best gift that I ever received was a set of rubber dolls, which were the Seven Dwarfs. The movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was the rage of my youth. And I used to play with the Seven Dwarfs for hours. To me, they were alive. I'd seen the movie, and I could figure out what they would say in any given situation. Also, they were small, as we were, and I'm sure that must have been an attraction.
You no doubt know that Tom Wolfe is the author of 14 books. This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report
Sorry
is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Children's Heart Foundation's It's My Heart, a book for families affected by heart defects. Copies at childrensheartfoundation.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Melon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. Imagine letting a total stranger into your house. We're not talking about Santa Claus. We're talking about home swapping. Marketplace's Tess Viglin says it's an increasingly popular way to vacation on the cheap.
Gordon Shea and his wife Carmen have lived on their 7-acre ranch south of Los Angeles for 10 years.
Show you our animals over here in the corrals. We have 6 geese, we have 2 goats, and 2 sheep.
The house on a hill boasts a spectacular view of the Pacific coastline. The Shea's primary residence might as well be a vacation retreat. And for numerous U.S. and European visitors, it is. The Shea's are part of a growing vacation phenomenon called home swapping. You go online, offer your home, decide where you want to go, figure out the dates, then swap.
We've gotten offers in the last month from Paris, from London, from Rome.
Often home swappers will care for one another's pets. They'll use each other's cars. Gordon and Carmen say there are all kinds of benefits to vacationing in someone else's house.
You really get a sense of the culture and the lifestyle of a community as opposed to being a tourist.
I think one of the big upsides is financial. You save $200 to $300 a day on a hotel. You save on restaurants. You can cook at home.
The Shays use an online service called HomeExchange.com. This year, the site got the kind of publicity most companies only dream about. It was featured in a movie starring Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet.
Home Exchange. We switch houses, cars, everything.
Bingo!
Ed Cushins founded the company in 1992. He says the business has changed since then.
10 years ago, it was primarily teachers and retired people. And now it's young singles, young families.
And still retired couples, especially boomers with second homes. It costs $60 a year to join HomeExchange.com. And after that, there's basically no cost except transportation to your swapped home. There is one requirement that home swappers say is a must for any participants: flexibility, both in when you want a vacation and in how you want a vacation, especially when going abroad. But the biggest hurdle and the first thing people tend to ask about is how to get over concerns about letting strangers stay in your home. Doris Sundley and her husband Jerry have been handing over the keys to their Craftsman house in Long Beach since 2001. It's 3.5 blocks from the sand.
We just last week had a couple stay here in our home from Toronto. You just have to have this kind of trust thing. And the quality of people that do this, they're just great people.
Exchange websites do provide contracts to sign saying each party is responsible for paying, say, if somebody breaks a dish. There's no money exchanged, so most home insurance companies consider home swappers just guests. Still, you should check with your insurer and then start swapping. In Los Angeles, I'm Tess Viglund for Marketplace.
Hey, if you want to hear other stories like that one, Best from 2006, check out our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Merry Christmas.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.